2 in Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute
on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage,
bringing you the news and views from the youth perspective,
the stuff we care about straight from our mouths.
And we're your hosts.
I'm Arena Filipenko.
And I'm Chloe Chopel.
Support for this month's broadcast of Another News comes from At Me.
From At Me.
From At Me.
From A Me.
Eat to My.
Billions of kids use At Me.
Use At Me.
Use At Me.
To learn media production, use microwaves, and hand deliver stuff. At Me. Deliver better stuff. Yeah, I use MailChimp.
MailChimp?
Happy 2015.
Welcome to our first show of the year.
We're nearing the 11th anniversary of Another News. We'd like to thank our fans, KNBA, our moms.
Ahem.
What?
Not to upstage the anniversary, but my birthday is next month as well.
Oh, it's a pretty big deal. So if any of you out there listening would like to wish Chloe a happy 45th birthday, please send your fan mail and other information to the Alaska Teen Media Institute at 203 West 15th Avenue, Suite 105, Anchorage, Alaska. If you have hate mail to send, I guess send that to you for the fun of it.
We would welcome it.
By the way, Chloe, I just want to say that Dr. Stein's Botox has really done wondrous things for your wrinkles.
I do look young for my age.
Anyways, so we didn't really plan anything for the show this month.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've just been really busy.
But no fear. This month, we bring to you a full episode of Serial.
Here's Serial Episode 8, The Deal with Jay.
Support for Serial comes from MailChimp.
From MailChimp.
Mail. Came mail, came mail, came mail, came mail, came mail.
More than 7 million came businesses mail. Around the world.
Use a MailChimp. Use a MailChimp. Use a MailChimp.
Came
to
mail.
Send emails, newsletters,
came
and deliver high fives. Deliver high
came
fives.
Mail. Came
I use mail.
You do.
Mail.
He told me, I'm going to leave you with my cell phone.
Like, why would, it doesn't make sense. Why would, if, a let, why would.
Just kidding. We wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, we're way more professional than that.
Today, we're going to hear news from At Me reporter Kendall Stormo, poetry from our DJ Francisco Martinez.
And we'll hear my story about the IB program at West High.
So, to begin, here's Kendall with the news.
Thanks, guys. Cook Inlet beluga whales are on the verge of extinction. On Thursday, January 29th, marine biologist Jennifer Kate and aquatic biologist Josh Moffey gave a lecture at the Anchorage Museum about the critically endangered species. As of now, there are less than 350 known belugas left in the area. They discussed the possibilities of why the beluga population has reached the status of critically endangered and gave some general information about the mammals. Due to 4 shootings in the past week, the Anchorage Police Department will be shaking down on everything that moves on the street, and they'll be serving warrants like crazy, according to Police Chief Mark Mew. The Alaska Dispatch News reports that APD is saying all 4 of the homicides appear to be drug-related. The police department is creating a temporary task force in the hopes of suppressing the crimes. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is making a forceful case against True Productions at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The Alaska Dispatch reports that U.S. Army and Defense Department officials are determining how to get rid of thousands of positions across the U.S. and overseas. The Army has to cut 120,000 positions by the end of September 2017. Anchorage City Manager George Vakalis is trying to reinforce the importance of Alaska to the military. Vakalis says J-Bear losing thousands of positions would be a major negative impact for our community. To end on a positive note, an Alaska sea otter pup is moving into the Seattle Aquarium. The 6-month-old sea otter named Mishka is scheduled to arrive today from the Alaska Sea Life Center. Last July, Mishka was caught in a fishing net and was not likely to survive if she was released back into the wild. That's all for the news. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Kendall.
It's always good to know what's going on around town.
Very true.
Now it's time to hear some rad beats. Bringing you the hottest tunes of this side of Costco is ya boy, Frank Quiquisco.
Thanks, guys. In this first block of fire, you'll hear West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys, Hello Stranger by Humming Urban Stereo, in Mon Manoir à Moi by Etienne Daao. I don't speak French.
Thank you. Tu me fais tourner la tête. Mon manège à moi, c'est toi. Je suis toujours à la fête. Quand tu me tiens dans tes bras, je ferai le tour du monde. Que ça ne tournerait pas plus que ça. La terre n'est pas assez ronde pour m'étourdir autant que toi. Ah, est-ce qu'on est bien tous les deux? planète. Tant que j'ai mon cœur près du tien, j'entends les flonflons, la fête, et la terre n'y est pour rien. Ah oui, parlons-en de la terre. Pour qui elle se prend la terre? Ma parole, y'a qu'elle sur terre. Y'a qu'elle pour faire tant de mystère. Mais pour nous, y'a pas de problème. Car c'est pour la vie qu'on s'aime. Et s'il y avait pas de vie même, on s'aimerait quand même. Tu me fais tourner la tête, mon manège à moi. Je suis toujours à la fête quand tu me tiens dans tes bras. Je ferai le tour du monde, que ça ne tournerait pas plus que ça. La terre n'est pas assez ronde pour m'étourdir.
Thanks, Frank. This is Another News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
This show is produced by Anchorage Youth for your listening pleasure.
That's right.
So, most listeners probably don't know this, but I am an IB International Baccalaureate student at West.
And you like it, right?
Yeah, and I've been able to help with the program of IB in the school, but it's hard because a lot of people seem to think the program is too hard.
Well, here's Chloe's story on the IB program at West High.
Okay, let's go back to my freshman year of high school. It's not a place we want to go, but it's necessary to tell this story. Freshman year was when I first heard about the International Baccalaureate Program, IB. It's a worldwide educational program. All I knew about it came from other students, and they'd say things like, it's terrible, and it's way too hard. I had fears about joining the program, and I wasn't the only one.
People have been telling me all throughout my high school experience that it's so hard and you can't do it. It's really impossible. You can join the IB program, but you'll just end up dropping out.
Now, Kara Pearson is an IB diploma student at West High School. Despite all the doubts about IB, Kara and I have somehow found ourselves in this program. There are two routes in IB. First, you can get a certificate in a subject area by taking an assessment. The subject areas are language and literature, language acquisition, individuals and societies, science, math, and the arts. The second route is to get the IB diploma. To get the diploma, IB students must take a class called Theory of Knowledge. The basis of the class is figuring out how do we know what we know. It asks students to be aware of themselves as thinkers and to recognize the need to act responsibly in the world. About 220 West High students are in IB classes, but only 34 upperclassmen are in the diploma program. Out of the entire junior class, only 11 students are taking this opportunity. This number is very low. And the sad part is, I know plenty of students who would really enjoy the program, and they're taking IB classes anyway. Kara says the program needs more people. A lot of people don't join the program because they think it's too hard. John Rowland is the coordinating director of the IB program at West.
I think in the early years of the program, it really was impossibly difficult.
Students were expected to do projects specific for IB, but without proper instruction.
Yeah, and also you'll hear words like it was soul-crushing.
Now there's a program in place at West, so it's no longer as unmanageable as it was in the years prior. But it seems like, for the most part, these rumors have stuck around. The rumors have gotten to a ridiculous point, though. For example, diploma program students have to write an extended essay on a topic of their choosing. It's 4,000 words maximum. And yet, for some reason, Mr. Rowland says some people are under the impression that the essay is 40,000 words.
Most myths have some basis in reality, right? So yes, the extended essay, for example, although it's not actually 40,000 words, there are probably times when students are writing it where they feel like it's 40,000 words.
The biggest illusion about IB seems to be that the diploma is just too difficult. Kara says other students think that they are going to lose all of their free time.
A lot of the questions I've had from sophomores and freshmen is, can I still do my sports and can I still do other things? But IB really encourages you to do other things, to not just focus on your academics, to focus on your arts, to focus on your sports, and to be like a full, well-rounded student.
The Creative Action Service requirements, aka CAS, are another aspect of the IB diploma. Students are asked to participate in activities outside of class. Now, at first this sounds like a lot of extra work, but in reality, it's like killing two birds with one stone. For example, a student can be involved in a school sport and have it count towards CAS hours. The program is challenging, but I don't think it's as difficult as the rumors claim. Mr. Rowland says that although there will be some moments that are overwhelming, it isn't a constant reality. IB is challenging but accessible.
It will be rigorous, and there's hard work involved, and that's sort of what's involved if you want to be ready for college. And that was true before IB ever showed up on our campus.
IB strives to find a balance. That's why there are six equally important subjects that everyone takes. IB encourages students to explore the world intellectually and gives them the ability to do this in and outside of school.
We don't want our courses to squash students or make students feel as if they're constantly under these burdens.
I love IB because it asks people to try to enjoy learning and develop their own interests. Ultimately, that's how I think education should be. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm senior reporter Chloe Chobel.
Thanks for the story, Chloe. I heard that West High is the only school in Anchorage with an international baccalaureate program.
Yeah, and speaking of IB, right now we're actually in the middle of a poetry unit and we have to find poems we like and write about them.
Ew.
Arena, don't you do spoken word?
Yeah, I love poetry. I just don't like writing about it.
Could you do some spoken word for us right now?
No. But I do have a fun fact that I could share.
What is it?
I'm actually not the only AMI reporter who dabbles in spoken word poetry.
Really?
Yeah. Francisco's here, and we're going to hear four of his original poems.
If you think love is the answer, you are wrong. You can't live off of love, at least from the view of society. You can't drive to work off of love. You can't bring food to the table off of love. Love is money. A new set of clothes, the $600 Instagram, Twitter device. Love is just an object nowadays. It's something bought, stamped upon it. Working bees buzz and buzz, creating honey for the obese queen. The queen is greeted with false smiles and compliments. She returns the gestures. Without the queen, the workers are not known as workers, but as unemployed bees. Relationships are like goldfish. You give it enough love and time, and it'll just die on its own. I'm a black and white person. When you get to know me, you'll only find the colors black and white. I guess you can call me a newspaper.
Thank you. Thanks, Francisco, for sharing your poems.
You're listening to In Other News, a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage.
Francisco is here in the studio to bring us some more fresh fire.
Thanks. Here's some more fire music.
So, for my whole life, my parents have never wanted to drive me anywhere, especially my dad. So, when I ended up going to Romig for middle school and West for high school, he refused to pick me up from school. Instead, he would hand me a $1 bill and tell me to catch the city bus. Now, the city bus as a 13-year-old was a very interesting place, and it led to a lot of crazy stories. But of all these stories, the craziest is the one I'm about to tell you. So it was a normal day. Basketball practice had just got out at 3. I went to the bus stop. The 3C picked me up, and I sat down on the bus. And it made its usual stops. But on the third stop, this transgender lady walks on. And I'd seen her before, but this time when she got on, the bus driver asked for her ID. And so she takes out her ID, and she showed it to the bus driver. But she kind of felt that it was a sexist or trannyist act, and she kind of started to get mad and started to bicker with the bus driver. And in turn, the bus driver wouldn't call her ma'am, kept calling her sir, sir, sir. And she did not like this, and so she started cussing and yelling. And it turned out into this whole fight. And me, sitting on the bus along with everybody else, was just watching this as some sort of entertainment or something. I mean, this kind of stuff happens, but around the 5-minute mark, we could tell that it was getting kind of serious. So finally, the bus driver gets her to sit down, and so she goes and sits down right next to me. And so I kind of scoot over a little bit. I don't really know what to do, but I know one thing. I'm not going to get up because she will go off on me too. But either way, she introduces herself. Her name is Maple. And then she goes back to yelling at this bus driver. So this goes on for about 10 minutes. And then the bus driver turns around and... he says, "Why do you have such a manly voice and you need to shave your beard?" Now, at this, I scooted all the way over because I knew she was about to go off. And sure enough, she shot up from her seat, walked right up to that little yellow line that you can't cross. And she whipped up her shirt and bra and flashed the bus driver and asked him if these look like something a man would have. And I was looking at this not knowing what to think, a little bit amazed, a little bit confused. But anyway, she ended up putting her shirt back down and coming and sitting back next to me and started yelling at the bus driver again. And so again, this went on and on. But at one point, she turned to me and she asked me, "Should I call my attorney?" And I'm looking up at her. I don't know what to say. I thought attorneys were used for, like, criminal cases and murderers. And so I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, she doesn't wait for my response. She whips out her phone, calls her attorney up. And her attorney tells her that she needs to get the name of this bus driver. And so she asks him his name, and he won't tell her. So she decides to take matters into her own hands and go up there and get a picture of him. So she's leaning over with her phone trying to get this picture. And I'm sitting there worried because the bus driver's hitting at this phone. And the whole time all this is happening, the flashing, the phone thing, the bus is moving. The bus driver is driving. So... I'm a little worried for my life here. But anyway, she gets this picture and sits back down. And this goes on for a while. But then she turns to me and asks me, "Who's at fault in this situation?" And I don't know why she needed me to tell her, because the bus driver could hear everything I'm saying, so I don't want to say anything bad about him. I mean, he's the one taking me home. But I end up just saying something short and, like, agreeing with whatever she says. And then she turns and starts yelling at this bus driver again. But now the bus driver was really mad. And he turned to her and he... asked her if a woman would have such a large... Now, at this point, she just went quiet. And this was weird because I hadn't heard silence on this bus for the last 30 minutes. So I knew something was about to happen. And so she remained quiet for a little bit and then whipped out her phone again. But this time she dialed three numbers, 911. And sure enough, the police answer. And she starts going off about this bus driver, telling the police that he needs to be put in jail, or actually her words were prison. And then midway through the conversation, she takes the phone away from her ear and hands it to me. So I've got this phone with the police on the line, and I look up at her, and she's like, just agree with what I'm saying here. And so I put the phone on, and the police are asking me these questions, and I'm just, yeah, and then immediately just try and give it back to her. And then she hangs up, and sure enough, I see the lights, and I hear the sirens, and the police are pulling over the city bus. So the bus driver pulls over, the two policemen get out, they take out the bus driver and Maple, and they question them, and then they send them back on the bus. And then 2 minutes later, they come back on the bus and they ask to see me. So they take me out and they ask me who was at fault. So I'm a little bit shocked. I don't know what to say because I've been trying to figure out the answer to this question myself this whole time. But they're depending on me, and there's big consequences on either side. So I take a second to think about it, and finally I decide that it is the bus driver's fault. I mean, he was calling her sir this whole time. And so I tell him this, and they say, all right, thank you. We'll let you go now. So finally, I was out of that whole situation, but I still had to wait for another bus. And finally, the other bus comes, picks me up 20 minutes later, and drives me home. And I walk through the door 3.5 hours late, and my dad comes down and asks me why I'm so late. And I just shake my head.
All right, Joaquin Monterosa is a student at West High School in Anchorage, and he just told a story at Arctic Entries, a live storytelling event at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts.
Also, we'd like to mention that for the sake of privacy, Joaquin changed the name of the woman he met on the bus.
Thanks, Joaquin, for letting us play your story.
I think I'd be terrified to be both on that bus and to do Arctic Entries. I'd probably burst out in either tears or flames, one of the two.
Don't do Arctic Entries, Arena. Save the people from the flame.
Well, speaking of fire, here's C-Money with the events.
Events! UAA is hosting a scholarship night February 2nd at the University Center from 6 to 7 p.m. Everyone likes extra school money. You'll learn how to complete the scholarship application on UA Online, write effective scholarship essays, and navigate the scholarship website. It'll be in room 146. Middleway Cafe hosts an all-ages open mic the last Friday of every month at 5:30 p.m. This is your chance to test out that new song you've been writing. Do you like your pizza served with a side of civil justice or law and order? Well, you're in luck. The Alaska Legal Services Corporation is hosting a think tank February 5th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. at UAA. The topic of discussion will be, how can our community bridge the civil legal justice gap in Alaska? For more information, visit uaa.alaska.edu/engage. The Jabali Acrobats from Kenya will be performing at the Mountain View Neighborhood Library on February 4th at 4 p.m. The group combines traditional Chinese and African acrobats. That's all for events. Back to the show.
Thanks, Connor.
And that concludes our show for this evening.
Thank you for listening to our show. We really appreciate it.
It means a lot to us.
Don't forget to tune in next month where we celebrate AtMe's 11th year on the air and Chloe's 100th birthday. Be there because she might not be around much longer.
Our next show will air on February 28th at 4 p.m. on this station, KNBA 90.3 FM.
We'd like to take a minute to thank our partners, Spirit of Youth, the Alaska Humanities Forum, and the Rasmussen Foundation.
Thank you to our adult counterparts, Robert Stormo and Rosie Robarts. We could not make this show without you.
You can listen to In Other News and on the AtMe website at alaskateenmedia.org or on soundcloud.com/alaskateenmedia.
If you are interested in joining AtMe, call us at 907-272-2864 or email us at news@alaskateenmedia.org.
And remember to like the K-PASA Anchorage. Remember to check out the K-PASA Anchorage events page on Facebook. It's the juiciest site on the web and is chock full of information on local events.
Thanks. Have a great evening.
In this final mix of fire, we'll be ending the show with She's on Fire.